I should be asleep right now, but I just feel like I need to do a message again. You know, when the censorship kicked in and they knocked you out of your all your subscribers, I said, okay, it's time to do my own website, right? From 10,000 subscribers to very few, which is a good thing. You know, anytime you, what happens is this. The system has to shut down the truth. Now, those who are seeking the truth will find it. But if you're reaching a whole bunch of people, in a way, you're giving your pearls unto swine. If you're reaching millions of people, you're actually giving your pearls unto swine. If you think about all the prophets and the seers and the saints of old, they pretty much, most of them lived out in the woods by themselves. Because if they go into the city and start talking, people laugh at them, ridicule them, try to stone them to death and all that stuff. Because the real spiritual truth is so contrary to the flesh mind. And you have to remember, everybody's born in the flesh mind. But the real spiritual truth is so contrary to the flesh mind that the flesh creature wants to kill the spirit creature because the spirit creature is extraterrestrial. And all the movies show you. If an extraterrestrial comes here, the earthlings would try to kill him. And you know that's going to happen because when Jesus comes back with his saints, the earth's going to try to kill him and fight against God. How are you going to fight against God? How are you going to fight against something that's above the natural plane, extraterrestrial? It means outside of the terrestrial. It's unseen. It's spiritual. Why do you think they're doing Star Wars and they're trying to do all the technology to fight against God? It's really what they're doing. They're trying to do the technology to live forever and not face the judgment. They're trying to do technology to fight God. They're trying to fight God's system. They're trying to take the flesh and make it live forever. Machine man. Who wants to live forever in the flesh? Nothing but sin. The sine wave, the sin wave, is up and down, up and down. Who wants to live in the Draco Ma drama system forever? I want a spiritual body. I don't want a machine man body. I want a spiritual body. When you see him, you'll be like him. A spiritual body doesn't get hungry, doesn't get sick, doesn't die, is not even inside time. Time is, I mean, don't it get old doing the same stuff over and over and over and over every day? You got to take a shower. You got to eat. You got to sleep. I'm sleepy right now. I should be asleep, but I just got to do this recording for some reason. I'm just led to do it. When you see somebody out there that's contrary to Babylon, contrary to the system, you got to reach your hand out and help them because the system wants to kill them, wants to make you think they're crazy, wants to destroy them, steal, kill, and destroy. And it doesn't matter if it's a church system, doesn't matter if it's a medical system, doesn't matter if it's a dead corporate system, doesn't matter what it is. If you see through the truth, I mean, if you see through the facade of lies unto the truth, if you see the narcissistic Jezebel system, the legalistic Jezebel system, the touch not, taste not, handle not, don't do this, don't say this, don't look here, don't read this book, don't think outside the box. If you see past the box, they got to shut you down. And if somebody's waking up, you got to reach your hand out to pull them up because they're under attack. If you go to Zeph Daniels' channel on Spreaker, there's a lot of people in there that the world's beat them up. And they listen to him because he has compassion on them. He understands. There's a lot of people where the world has beat you up. It's beat you up. It actually beats everybody up. Now, unless you sell your soul to the devil, you might escape some of the pain, but you're still going to get, no matter who you are, it's a red versus blue system. The red versus blue is the Turing machine to push out the baby. The face-to-face conversation, converse, together, turn. Everybody's in their little cube. Everybody's in their little interface, face-to-face, down here in 3D. And so the real you is the spirit mind, but you're playing it out, and you're actually like a play actor in 3D. You have to play the game. I mean, I hated it. I hate the game. But to function in 3D, you have to play the stupid game. You're in two worlds. The ideal thing is find you a job that meets your personality and meets your skills and that you can enjoy. If you can enjoy your job, you can play the game better. Even in Proverbs, it says find the work that is right for you, then build your house. So play the game, but play it as a good actor. And you know it's all actors because when the policeman pulls somebody over who's speeding or somebody shot somebody, we got a bad actor here. The police will say that. You know it's a script. You know it's a scene. Scenario is scene. You know it's a hologram. And the reason you know it's a hologram, I can show you a picture and then I can turn it. I can show you the front of the picture, and then I can turn it and have it facing away from you. And I say, what's on the other side of the picture? And you tell me. Because your mind is holographic. You don't even know you're in a hologram, but your mind is holographic. Otherwise, you couldn't remember what was on the other side of that piece of paper. That means you can actually see it without seeing it. Your mind is holographic. If I walk around the corner, see a little child, let's say you throw a child a ball and the ball goes behind the couch and the child starts crying because the child hasn't developed that holographic mind yet. But if I throw you a ball and it bounces behind the couch, you know it's still there. Even though you can't see it, it's still there because you've developed a holographic mind without even knowing it. And actually, it's a fractal. You might say, well, I can prove that you have a fractal holographic mind and you don't even know it. Okay, I can prove it right now. So I just showed you the hologram. Your mind is holographic because if I throw you something and it goes behind the couch, you still know it's there. It didn't just disappear. And if I say, let's drive to the adjacent city. Let's go to the city next to me. Let's go visit my friend in the city next to me. I'm going to leave Greensboro and I'm going to go to Burlington and visit somebody at their house. Do you know what a house is? Yeah. Do you know what the shape of a house is? Yeah. Do you know what the shape of the roof is? Yeah. How do you know? Because right in front of you is a house. You're in a house. There's houses all over the place and it's a fractal. It's a fractal hologram. Now, when you travel to the other city, the word travel means travail. So really, you're not moving. The hologram is moving around you. Yeah, in the flesh you're moving, but in the spirit you're not moving. Because as you travel, you pass one house. Every 5 seconds you pass a house. You get on the highway every 2 seconds and faster and faster and faster. Time no longer matters because you're going down the highway and you look over at that house and it goes by really fast, right? You break the time barrier when you were just sitting in your driveway looking at the house. Then you're going down the highway and the houses are going by so fast you can't get the detail, but you got it in your memory what that house looks like. So you can do 60 miles an hour and go by that house and you don't really need to see it in detail because you've already sit down when you were doing 0 miles and gazed upon a house. You already know what it's going to look like. All houses are basically the same, pretty much. some sheetrock, some 2x4, some electricity, some plumbing. Everything's the same. Some bricks, foundation, the roof, shingles. Most of them are like that. Even if it's a wood hut, a mud hut, all the mud huts look the same almost. Long story short, what am I telling you? When somebody wakes up from the fake reality of the flesh mind, the dark side, and they face off with 99.9% of the people still are in Babylon. You know, when you go to a hockey game or a football game, and then you go, then they say, let's go again next year. And you say, I just went to a hockey game last year. Yeah, but such and such playing, but it's still the red versus blue shirts. Team red versus team blue. And all I have to do is take their shirt off and switch jerseys, and it's team blue versus team red, or team red versus team blue. It's the same game over and over. Why watch the Super Bowl every year when it's the same stuff? How come people can't see it? You sit back and you say, everybody's stuck in a cycle. Everybody's stuck in the red versus blue. Everybody's stuck in time. Everybody's stuck in the he said, she said, and the drama, and the Draco Ma, and the complaining, and living in the past. And it's just everybody's stuck in that repeat because they're still not, they haven't been birthed yet. At first you get mad, then you get sad. And then you say, oh, well, I can't be mad. I really can't be sad. I'm just going to reach my hand out the ones who escape it. The ones who want to escape it, you reach your hand out and you pull them up out of the miry clay. You don't get mad at the system. You're not sad at the system anymore. God is going to send you the ones that need to hear it, and you just pull them out. And you know they're fighting a battle because the whole world is against them. The stream of the world is against them. They're swimming upstream, and the world is swimming downstream. And so they're swimming against the tide, T-I-D-E. When you take some tide and you put it in your washing machine, it cleanses your clothes. Why? Why is it called tide? Because the tide goes in and out, in and out, in and out. If there's a seashell on the shore, it cleanses it. If your clothes are in, you get cleansed. If you get in the ocean, you get cleansed, right? You get a cut, and they say, go to the ocean, you'll be healed. Why? The salt and the tide, back and forth, back and forth. So the tide is to push you higher. And I told somebody at work about a year ago, they said, blah, 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 you got a college degree. Why are you doing this kind of work? Well, I said, I chose this path. I chose this path a long time ago, 20 years ago. The reason I chose this path is because I didn't know how to word it. I didn't know it was a narcissistic Jezebel system through and through, but I just saw a pattern and I thought, I got to be fake. I got to sit in a little 666 cube box and do stuff on the computer, which is another box, and sit there and talk the talk of a box communication with a corporate agenda where it's all about staying in a box. I couldn't stand it. I had to get out of there. I had to move around. To leave the boxes, the denominational box, the religious box, the corporate box, when I say religious, I'm talking about religion. I'm not talking about faith in Christ, because it's faith. It's not a religion. It's a relation. It's a new birth. And so when you leave the boxes, the medical box, the corporate box. I mean, there's so many boxes. You jump from one to another saying, I want to escape. You listen to one guru. You listen to this. You listen to Joe Rogan. You listen to Alex Jones. You listen to Louis Farrakhan. You listen to all these gurus who think they have the answer, and they're stuck in a box. And Alex Jones fighting New World Order. Well, it's always been here. What are you talking about? Stop the New World Order. It's always been here since Genesis 3. It's a box. You're going to fight the New World Order. How are you going to fight the devil? in the energy of the flesh? You can't. The Bible says in the energy of the flesh. Does that mean you just sit down and do nothing? No. I mean, I'm fighting against censorship. I'm fighting for freedom of speech. I'm fighting for truth. I believe in fighting, but at the same time, I know that this battle is nothing new. There's nothing new. And I know all the energy of the flesh effort that I can put out there is a hill of beans unless the Holy Spirit leads and guides and sets the captives free. I can't do it. I can't reach people. The Holy Spirit has to send people. I can't wake up a legalistic preacher. The Holy Spirit has to do it. I can't wake up a Pentecostal slain in the spirit, barking like a dog person. The Holy Spirit has to do it. I can't wake up a Methodist traditionalist. The Holy Spirit has to do it. I can't wake up a Baptist legalist. The Holy Spirit has to do it. I can't wake up a cult and an ism. I can't wake up a Mormon or a Catholic. I can't do it. I can't wake up a witch. I can't wake up a Gnostic or a New Age guru. The Holy Spirit has to do it. But I can throw some effort in it and let God do the rest. But I don't do it in the energy of the flesh. Now, we've all done it. You know, we all wanted to solve a problem in the energy of the flesh. We wanted to marry this person, ended up being the wrong person. We made choices in the energy of the flesh, and it got us in trouble, but we learned from it. You know, that's the purpose of the simulation. And it's really laughable when you really realize you just get up and repeat the same thing. It's no different than the Truman Show. And so you get up and repeat the same thing over and over and over. And the spirit realm's watching us and just looking at us like we're crazy. Like we're like little from the spirit realm and looking down to the natural plane. It's like we're a bunch of chickens with our heads cut off, running around, running here, running here, running here. When you just sit still and be, just sit still and just be. Let God. Give up. Die. Quit trying. See, the whole system is a works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. You got to try. You got to be good enough. You got to match up to some level. You got to rise up. You got to climb the telephone pole or the totem pole or the Freemason ladder. Or you got to climb that ladder to what? To slavery? The higher you climb the ladder, the more responsibility and the more you are a slave. The higher you climb, the more you're a slave. You got to manage your slaves. You escape slavery, but then you got to manage your managers to manage the slaves. And you know how much psychosis that could create? Some paranoia. Look at Putin. He's worried about assassination now. As you rise up in the totem pole system, instead of becoming a servant, the greatest among you is a servant. As you rise up as in the system, you got to worry about people trying to poison you and kill you. And you don't even have to rise up. Just rise up in the truth, and they'll try to poison you. They'll try to kill you. Rise up in being free in Jesus, and they'll try to kill you. Rise up in speaking truth, and they'll try to kill you. Rise up in getting rid of censorship and just speaking your mind, they'll try to kill you. Go to church and teach Sunday school and teach the whole truth, and they'll kick you out because you're not lining up with the box. If you teach Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then you go into deeper truths, Abraham is a type of the Father. Isaac's a type of the Son. Eleazar is the Holy Spirit, sent out to find a bride for his son. Those they can handle that. But then when you start talking about the types of shadows of the color, red is the blood, green is the reptilian, blue is law, blue letter law. And you start to say, these colors have a deeper meaning in types and shadows. When you say shapes have a deeper meaning, the triangle has a meaning, the square has a meaning. When you say the A-frame roof has a meaning, it's the blood covering over your house. When you talk about these types and shadows in the Bible, they're okay with that. The ones that, who can think and rightly divide. But when you start showing the types and shadows actually in your 3D reality, that you're in a 3D version of the Bible, they go crazy. They go insane because it's knowledge that's from above. They can't hear you. So they have to attack you. They have to shut you down. They have to destroy your platform. So all your subscribers, you lose. But they really can't shut you down, especially if you build your own website. And over the years, I've had probably 10 million people listen. And even if they don't agree with everything I say, they've had to change. They've had to change. I don't expect you to agree with everything, but if somebody had a question and they don't understand what I'm saying, I'll be glad to explain it, you know? It's really easy. Life is easy. Every day's a repeat. You only do four things in your day or every moment. Cut, turn, union, flow. You cut something, you turn something, you're in union with something, and you flow. There's only four things in this reality. That's why the human is so dumb that those four things are being used in everything that we do, whether we chew food, whether we go to work, whether we build something, our thoughts. Cut, turn, union, flow. It's so elemental, so fundamental. If you understand those four things, you understand all things because there's nothing else. But the purpose of it is to birth in the mind of Christ. And you can talk to your blue in the face, but until a person goes through the process themselves, it's kind of like a woman can tell another woman, here's how it feels when you have a baby. But until she goes through it and pushes out that baby, she can't feel it. So until you push through to the other side, you're actually becoming a metahuman. You're leaving the human state and you're becoming a metahuman, M-E-T-A, above, met life, the met life blimp. You're becoming a spiritual creature. And until you become a spiritual creature, somebody can talk blue, talk all day long till they're blue in their face, you wouldn't understand them until you become a meta creature. And the only way I can tell you that if you really want to become a meta human, cry out to God. Lord, what is going on? And if he don't answer you, I'll be shocked. And it might not answer. He might not answer you that moment. It might be 6 months or a year, but he's going to answer you. But he's waiting for you to get your heart right. If you really want the truth, he's testing your heart to see if you really want the truth. Because the truth is going to be contrary to the flesh mind, and the truth is going to cut you and turn you and hurt you and twist you and contort you, and you're going to be changed, and you're going to have to get rid of some people out of your life too, be honest with you. Because how can a spirit creature commune with devils? You can't. The two are opposite. They're diametrically opposed. How can a spirit creature, a metahuman, who's seated in the heavenlies in Christ, commune in the earth plane with a flesh creature? They're two different worlds. How can light and dark mix? They can't. It's impossible. So it's a hologram, it's a fractal hologram, and it's a repeat, and time really doesn't exist. I think one of my best videos was in the now, staying in the now, or how to get in the now, or something about the now. It's probably on one of my main sites. To live in the now, and you know, it's okay if they get mad and they don't understand. It's okay. because I used to, if I'd have heard me say this 20 years ago, I'd have said, lock him up. I'd have said, lock him up. If I would have been saying this 20 years ago, I would have said to lock him up. He's crazy. It is what it is. Speaking of the it is, information technology, the whole thing is a information word craft. So the word is crafting you in the inner man to form you in the inner man. Information technology. Inform, craft word. The word craft is changing you. I've said all this before, but I just feel like I need to say it again. If I wanted to give a summary or a summation of what's going on, the gist of the whole matter is this. The energy of the flesh, man's knowledge, man's wisdoms, man's understanding, man's effort is a hill of beans. But the energy or the power of the spirit, because it's the power, it's the real power, the power of the spirit is pretty much the easy button. I talked about this in another one. In mathematics, to leave the time domain and do a Laplace transform into the S domain, you can solve the problem really easy, and then you flip it back over to time domain to solve the problem. Easy to get your answer. So in math, there's this thing called Laplace transform. You take it from the time domain to the S domain, you solve it really quick, then you just flip it back to time, and you got your answer. And so that's how it is in the spirit realm. You're looking for a problem in the natural. You got a problem, right? In the natural plane. And you don't know how to fix it. You don't know how to solve it. So if you take it to the spirit plane, where everything is the now, all problems were solved before they even appeared, and you pray about it, you fast and pray, or whatever, and then you get your answer, and you come back into time the next day or the next moment or next hour or whenever. It could be a month. It might be 6 months. And you get your answer. Let's say your sugar's high. And you say, how do I solve my sugar? It's high. I don't want to take medicine and some doctor's going to mess me up. Well, cut back carbs. Google it and you'll come across, eventually you'll come across some videos that cut back carbs. Carbs are killing you. So you cut back carbs to a minimum. And then all of a sudden, your sugar's down. You lost weight. You're not depressed. You're happy. You got energy. You got strength. You got power. You got a good outlook. You're not paranoid, and everything goes away, all your pain goes away, everything goes back to normal. So you were looking for the truth, but the truth was there the whole time, that it was a carb issue. I said something to somebody today. I said something. She said, yeah, but we don't. I wrote it down. She said, yeah, but something about seeking. I wrote it down. And that's, I said, look, the solution was there before the problem. I actually told two people, but the first person I told, she said something about the problem is, you don't know that the problem's there. You have to look for it. I said, exactly. Once you know this truth, though, once you know this truth, every time you face a problem, you seek, you knock, and you ask, because you know the solution's already there. The solution's already there. Let me see. This is kind of important. This is really important. We're going to talk about this really big time. Let me put this on pause. Okay, here it is. Let me turn this fan off. This is important. Let me turn this other fan off. I believe in keeping air flowing too. Everything has to flow. Okay, so I said the solution. I said, have you ever had a problem? Yeah. Well, the solution was there before the problem appeared. She said, but what if people aren't ready for the solution? Exactly. And she said, you got to be looking for it. Exactly. So most people They love the problem. They get their identity. This is my point. This is so important. You got so used to the problem. You got so used to the darkness, to the ignorance, to the dark side. You got so used to the issues. You know, life will beat you up. You got so used to living in the problem. Instead of knocking and asking and seeking and believing the problem was already solved, you just wasn't ready. Because you were it's kind of like if you tell a pig, here, come over here, I'll rinse you off and clean you, get out of that mud hole and I'll just take some water and cleanse you. And the pig doesn't understand what you're saying because the pig loves the pig pen. And so the pig's not ready to be clean. So the flesh mind is the pig mind. The flesh mind is the old Adam. The flesh mind is the darkness. The flesh mind is thinking there's no way out or there's no solution. The flesh mind doesn't see a way out. They're not ready to admit there is a solution. Remember when Jesus healed that guy? He says, do you want to be healed? What kind of question is that? Do you want to be healed? He was so identified with his sickness that he had to ask him, do you want to be healed? If somebody's poor, do you want to make some money? Somebody can't find a job. Do you really want a job? Or do you if somebody's got a cough, I got some Hall's drops here. Or I got some stuff here that will take away that cough, and if you don't eat this or drink this, the cough will go away. But are they ready for that? Because they get attention or they identify with that problem. And the other thing she says, what if they're not ready, or what if they're not looking? They got to be looking. So yeah, when you face a problem, you have to know the truth from the spirit realm first. And then you can get out of the problem. And the truth is, the solution was there before. You got to be ready spiritually. You got to get your heart right to find the solution. And the other thing is, you got to be looking. The Bible says to knock, to seek, and ask. So to find the solution to the problem, you got to take it to the S plane from the time plane. You got to take it to the spirit plane, out of the time plane, solve it by faith, bring it back into time, and just wait for it to appear. It will appear. Now, you might have to do some study and some research and watch some videos or whatever. But the question that you have, the answer is right there. You just got to be ready for it. You got to get your heart right, your mind right. You got to get your situation right. You got to cut off the noise, cut off the radio, cut off the TV, cut off the music. You got to cut off the distractions. Because if you don't cut off the distractions, you're not ready. If you really want an answer, you got to be serious about it. You got to get ready. When you go to work, you got to put your work clothes on. You got to get ready before you go to work. If you're going to build a table, you got to get all your tools ready before you build the table. So you got to get your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul. You got to get yourself ready for the answer. And you got to be looking for the answer. I said, have you ever had a problem? She laughed, said, yeah, I've had a problem. We all have. Exactly. But here's the problem. Here's the deal with the problem. The solution was there before. And you know it's a fact because other people have been through divorce or bankruptcy or whatever. Whatever your problem you're dealing with, other people have went through it and made it to the other side. So the solution's already there, even if you observe it in real time. But you don't even have to observe it in real time. You just look back to the cross and what happened at the cross, and all the solutions were at the cross before the foundation of the world. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So are you ready to get the solution? If not, get yourself ready. Are you looking for the solution? If not, why aren't you looking? Because something deep down from your childhood or something in your mind Well, I'm not looking either because I don't believe it, I don't have enough faith, or I don't deserve it, or something like that. But if you're joint heirs, your inheritance is the whole earth. The earth plane is just a reflection of you. So the earth plane was made for you, and all the resources of the earth are yours. It's just there. All you have to do is reach out and grab it. The whole truth is right there. The whole truth is right in front of you. All you have to do is believe it, get ready for it, wait for the answer, receive it. I'm not Pentecostal, but I know what I know, that Jesus is a Savior today, yesterday, forever. And the solution was there before you were ever born, before you ever faced the problem, before you ever faced the trial, the issue, whatever it is. The solution's already there. And it might be fasting. Health, if it's a health-related issue, eat less meals. You don't need to eat as much. People in the USA eat too much. You don't need as much food as you think you need. Eat 3 meals a day and no snacks. Eat 2 meals a day and fast 20 hours till you get healed. Fasting really works. Cut back your carbs. Cut back sugar almost to zero. See what happens. Anything that's not healthy, don't put it in your body. Your body's a temple. Don't eat certain food. It's really easy. What you put in your eye gate and your ear gate and your mouth, your ears, anything that you put into this temple, it should be healthy and not unhealthy. And then things start to change.